Galatians chapter 5. For freedom the Messiah freed us. Stand fast therefore and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Indeed I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, the Messiah will profit you nothing. I testify again to every man who is circumcised that he is obligated to keep the whole law. The Messiah is become of no effect unto you, whoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, by faith, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness. For in the Messiah Yeshua neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith which works through love. You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little yeast leavens the whole batch. I have confidence in you through the Master that you will not think otherwise. But he who is troubling you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. Brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the torture wooden pole has ceased. I wish that those who are troubling you would be even cut off from you. You, brothers, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty to give an opportunity to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For the entire law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you are not consumed by one another. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are revealed, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, strife, jealousy, rage, selfishness, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I previously warned you, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Elohim. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Those who are the Messiahs have nailed to the torture wooden pole the flesh with its passions and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be conceited, provoking one another and envying one another.